So you were born here?
Yes.
And 78, right?
Mm-hmm. My brother was 77, I was 78.
And so growing up, like, did you identify as, like, a Missourian, or did you have that struggle of being, like, first generation?
Very, very much. I actually wrote a paper in college about what that struggle was like of being that first generation, and you don't fit in on other side, either side of it. You just don't fit.
Yeah. Your
parents
American,
are
but not
very strict Portuguese, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they have.
What did that mean? Strict Portuguese. Like,
I mean,
what were those?
I wasn't allowed to
as
have
a girl,
sleepovers.
Or just as a child?
Definitely more as a girl, but either way, they were very strict. Like, there were no sleepovers.
Yeah.
There weren't. I didn't get to go out with friends and do certain things, and a lot of times I'd have friends be like, "Oh, well, let's go do this," and it's like, "I really can't. I really can't." And
they were about keeping you safe.
Portuguese friends understood.
Yeah.
The American friends don't.
Right.
So it was it's trying to fit in. You really, but at the same time at home, like, I'm not that person. You know, I'm not that. Yes, I'm religious, but I'm not to the extent that you are. And certain things that shock you don't shock me. They're very normal and they're very okay. And even to this day, my mom's much more open now,
mm-hmm.
much more open. My dad, not so much. He's still very old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still stuff where my mom's like, "Oh, my God." And I'm like, but it's not that big of a deal. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know? And, like, my mom, she's very, as far as, she's very accepting of people. Like, if anyone comes out or, like, the transgender thing, none of that bothers her. Where it bothers other people, it doesn't bother her. She's not that type of person.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
very, very accepting. But then at the same time, like, we'll be watching TV and, like, a certain scene will come on and she'll be like, "Oh, my God, I can't believe they put that on."
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So did you speak Portuguese at home exclusively or mix of languages?
A mix. I spoke Portuguese first. That was my primary in the beginning. I have family that does not speak English at all. And then I have family that mix of English and Portuguese. And then I have, like, my aunt came here. She was six. It's my dad's youngest sister. So she, she was six. So she only spoke English to us.
Yeah. So you learned in school mostly English? No.
I had a mix of the two things. So when I went in, I was already bilingual.
You're
when fine. I went. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have any feelings now? Like, do you feel differently now than about that kind of dual personality, like being first generation, being American, but also having this strong ties to
Europeans? I love having the ties. And even now, like, I see my cousin has kids and they don't have the language the way that we have. Like, even my younger cousins, my aunt's daughters, they speak Portuguese, but it's so broken. And
just words.
It's the pronunciation, it's the structure of the sentence. It's just off enough that I see that it's broken. And, like, my cousin's kids, you can see it getting lost.
Mm.
And that bothers me a little bit, that it is getting lost.
Yeah.
So even these traditions, as I'm older, I'm like, no, I want to know how to do certain things. And, like, I taught my little cousin how to crochet. I don't want them to learn that, like, use that stuff. That stuff's huge. That's our history.
Yeah.
You
especially
know?
The handcrafts, I think, for women at crochet.
Yeah, I taught her how to crochet. And
who taught you?
My mom.
Yeah.
My mom taught me, my aunt too. I'm very basic. I don't do anything fancy. I can do straight lines.
Yeah, me too.
But it's okay because I still know it.
Yeah.
And I don't, it's sad when you see how much of that stuff is going away.
The cultural.
Absolutely.
Yeah, markers. They get lost. I mean,